Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited to talk to you. We've chatted before on this show. We've chatted on my podcast. But we're chatting today about your big show, The Chase. But something new, something added to The Chase. This is very exciting.
Oh, it is. It's gone global. We've gone international. And it was so much fun to make.
Okay, so tell us about The Chase around the world.
So this is a brand new concept. Rather than contestants sitting in a studio and being terrified by us, they have to run around random cities and then be terrified by us.
Let's add more mayhem to the already existing format.
Yeah, so it's six teams of two, and they have to do basically treasure hunts and puzzles and races through loads and loads of different cities. And at the end, and as part of some of the challenges that they do, they face the chasers.
So hang on. You've turned a quiz show into a reality TV show with a quiz show at the end.
Yeah, and mixed into it. So like they will face challenges that the chasers will set them that we'll be overseeing with quiz elements.
Right.
And then at the end, whichever team is in last place has to face the chasers to stay in the game.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay. Yeah. So let's say, obviously, I don't know how much you can say, whatever, but let's say like an imaginary scenario, myself and Maria here, my producer, we decide we're going to be a team and we get told to go to Prague. And
you get dropped in. Well, we didn't go to Prague, but we went to Lisbon.
Lisbon,
so
right.
You get dropped in Lisbon, and there will be themed challenges based around stuff that's in the city that you have to find. So in Barcelona, you'd have to find some stuff about, you know, Dali. In Lisbon, you'd have to probably do football. So it's
Things. Gotcha. Right.
And we were around in all these different places, and the contestants were racing against each other. And it was really close.
Like, okay.
With reality TV, it's really hard because you're not scripting it. You're kind of just setting up a situation.
Yeah.
But sometimes it came down to like literally seconds between the teams.
That's wild. So Marie and I don't do very well. We're in Lisbon. We're last place. We get whatever we're supposed to get to. We get there last. Then what happens? We face you guys, the chasers.
So you face two of the chasers in a quiz.
Now, where is the quiz? Hang on. Is the quiz happening on the streets of Lisbon, or are we going into a studio or what?
Oh, no studios. It was all done on location.
Amazing.
Usually in front of some sort of major landmark or some big impressive backdrop.
And has Bradley got all his questions? And
Brad's got the questions. And it's two chasers against two players, and they get a small head start, and they have to beat them to make it through to the next city. Otherwise, they go home.
They go home. Unreal. Now, what's the big dangling carrot of a prize at the end of all this? Because presumably,
£100,000.
What? Oh my God. That's unreal. That's proper life-changing money.
It's a proper jackpot. So, and the teams have to cooperate with each other, within each team, and they're competing against all the other teams at the same time. So it's sort of high tension, high stakes game.
And without giving us anything away that you're not allowed to give away, what about things like, were they friends? Were they work colleagues? Were they couples? Or was it a mix of everything?
It was a mixture. So some of them were family members. Some of them were friends. Some of them were people who knew each other. So because I think the chase, the big thing is that the contestants don't know each other at all.
Yeah.
It's a bit much to ask two random strangers to do the kind of things that we were asking them to do.
Fair enough. If you were the contestant on The Chase Around the World, who in your life would you bring along as your co-conspirator?
Oh, my wife, definitely.
Really?
Joan. Yeah, she's brilliant. She's very good at all the things that I'm bad at. So I'm hopeless at a lot of stuff.
Because I know I wouldn't bring my wife, because she would just double and triple question everything I ever said. Like, no matter what, she'd go, "That's not, you sure about that? I don't, no, hang on. Let me get my phone out." Like, you can't do that on The Chase.
Dave, I know you a little bit, and I think that someone who questions everything you do is probably the perfect partner.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So come here. We're going to see this July 16th, so it's very, very close.
Yeah, no, it's six episodes, and every single one of them is really, really close. I can't wait to see it because, you know, this was shot on location. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I was only involved for some of it. So I don't get to, we didn't go around with the contestants. They didn't know who they were facing. So we didn't hang out with them.
Of course.
So there's an awful lot of this that I haven't seen. I can't wait to watch it.
Where does this end up? I mean, you're taking the most successful, you know, TV quiz show, turning it into, it goes from The Chase to Beat the Chasers. Now The Chase Around the World. Are we going chasing space? Is that next?
Do you know what? If there was chase on the moon, I'd definitely go. I'd be grateful.
We'd sign up to see Darren the Menace Ennis getting sent to the moon.
I'd actually pay money to see Brad having to put on a spacesuit.
Yeah, imagine. Oh, that's so good. Well, come here. What else is going on with you now that we have the Chase Around the World box off?
Yeah.
You're always hosting quizzes. I love this.
Yeah, I do. I host live quizzes. I did it initially, you know, as one-offs, but people really like them. So I've booked in a load of dates in September in Ireland.
Brilliant.
So from the 16th to the 22nd, I'm doing Kildare, Wexford, the Laughter Lounge in Dublin, Tralee, Galway, Drogheda and Limerick.
Wow. All that week. You get your air miles up that week.
I'd be driving around all of them. Yeah. I'd be flying, to be honest. It's not that kind of budget.
That's class, though. And so you will be the host and quiz master of the quizzes in these locations.
And the one thing that everybody thinks will be too hard because I'm setting up, there are multiple choice questions. It's all run through
an app.
And it means no one can cheat. You have to answer as quickly as you can.
Gotcha.
I do sport, I do music, I do a wide range of questions. I think I do 80 questions altogether. So it's really good fun and we have a laugh. And I do a Q&A session in between the rounds so people can ask me questions.
And is it a team event, an individual event?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, do whatever you want.
You have to answer as quickly as you can. So I've had people turn up to this on their own and win it. And I've had teams of 10 come last because they're all arguing over what to press. And they can't get in quick enough. So it doesn't really matter. So you can just come along.
That'll be me and my missus. I'll leave her at home. So that night she'll be arguing with me about everything. So we'll leave it be. Okay, we look forward.
That's probably not a bad idea.
No, you're absolutely right. We look forward to the Chase Around the World coming on your TV screens next week. Dara, thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it. Have an absolutely cracking July and summer. And we'll see you in September for the quizzes.
Yep, see you in September. Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.